Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're very well coached. Obviously, that lineage they have. They don't necessarily hang their hat on one specific defense the entire season. You know, they're going to adjust according to their own personnel and who they're playing and try and take away what you do well every single week. And much like we've seen going against the Patriots over the years, I think Coach is a fantastic mind. And, you know, they obviously have some great players. They added some guys to the mix, pass rushers. I think, you know, they got some young guys in the secondary playing well. You know, it's a very good defense. They've, you know, played four games with a bye, you know, only lost to Kansas City, who's obviously, you know, started off the season really well. And you know, on the other side of the ball, obviously they got a great quarterback and Matt and some playmakers. And, you know, we haven't beat them in a couple of years, so it's going to be a good test for us.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. It will be a manic Monday here on The Fan. We're going to start you off with 12 hours of essentially a pregame show between our show, the Bill Michaels Show, and the Wendy's Big Show. Packers-Lions tonight. We'll then have the postgame show with Bill and Gary. A little green and gold overtime tonight. So this is the place to be all day long. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath's here as well. Frames, little Bengals to start your morning. How many times have you seen them in concert?
You know what? Probably never. I don't think ever.
What?
No, I don't think I've ever seen the Bengals. I think they came to Summerfest once, maybe like 30 years ago. No, I never seen the Bengals. No. Well, you know what? The lead singer, Susanna Hoffs, she opened up for Don Henley like 30 years ago at Alpine Valley. It was the Susanna Hoffs, Sting, Don Henley, triple bill. It
Judges,
was amazing.
Does that count? That counts. That counts. Good for you. And coincidentally, you were at Hart this weekend.
No, I didn't.
You didn't go?
Ended up not going. No.
Aww.
No. It wasn't at Hart. The set list was not very good.
What is Hart doing playing at Fiserv Forum?
They shut off half of the bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, the top part was like tarped off from what I understand. Yeah, I was surprised to see that too.
I'm surprised you didn't end up going.
An
80s band in Milwaukee?
I didn't like the set list. Did not like the set list. That was the hottest thing in town this weekend.
Yeah, in Milwaukee it probably was because the Brewers are out, the Bucks on the road with their preseason. Now, Madison, it could be the Badgers, and I think some of that trickled into here. We'll touch on that throughout the morning. They're now sixth in the country after beating up on another team from Michigan. This one may be even the most impressive because you've shut out Michigan State. That's four shutouts now for the season for the Badgers. But I think the whole state will be obviously glued tonight to Packers and Lions. And as Aaron Rodgers mentions, before we take a look at the rest of the Week 6 action and how it affects the Packers, and we'll go through the divisions, look at the NFC, and what we learned or what we maybe don't know anymore after we thought we knew something. This is a team that the Packers have not beat in 2 years, and there's been some different circumstances for that with injuries and such, and there's been some late-season games where nobody was trying. I think it was a 16-0 game at Lambeau Field. Was that against the Lions?
31-0 this past year.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Vikings.
No, 31-0. Remember that finale? Favre checked out. Or not Favre. Rodgers checked out early.
I've got my two season finale not try games.
No, that was the one you're thinking of was the one in Detroit last year. Was at Lambeau, and it was a game where it was just get through the game. Just get through the game. There was a coaching switch, you know, several weeks earlier. And Rodgers checked out, and they lost 31-0, and that put a capper on two bad seasons for the Packers. And, you know, it was a new day when LaFleur got hired.
I think we put out our prediction video. You can see all of the station's predictions there at 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter and Facebook. And one of the things that Radio Joe had said was, I take the Lions seriously, or I'm trying to, but again, it's the Lions.
You know, the Lions have not won a division title since 1993?
Yeah.
1993.
They've never won the NFC North.
Yeah, they never won the NFC North, but the last time they won the division, it was the Central, and you know, that's when Tampa was in it. And but they have not won a division title since 1993. That's 26 bad seasons. Man, that's comparable to what the Brewers have done.
Yeah, we've said before the Brewers are the Lions of the—
I mean, that's what they
were. And
not
in a good way.
No, but I mean, Matt Stafford has not won a playoff game. 1993 is the last time, and their coach was the incredible Wayne Fonts.
The late Wayne Fonts?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Fred Flintstone, as he was used to call.
Wayne Fonts is dead.
No, he's alive.
Didn't he just die?
No, Wayne Fonts is alive. Guarantee it.
Who am I thinking of?
Unless it was just recently. But I'm pretty sure Wayne Fonts is still alive.
Wayne Fonts is alive, man.
Yeah, he is alive.
79.
Okay. So he would have been early 50s when he was coaching that team. Yeah, he got the best of Holmgren. But since then, you know, look at all the quarterbacks they've been through. That was the old Scott Mitchell days and you know, the guys they ran through back then. The Packers would always have a tough time beating Detroit at Detroit. But Detroit would come here, and for 20 years, the Packers had that streak where they had not lose a game at Lambeau to those guys. Now, that's kind of a fluke. I mean, with all the personnel changes over the years for both teams, how did the Packers own a 20-game winning streak against Detroit at Lambeau Field? That's hard to do.
It was pretty dominant, and they're still dominant over the last two decades. If you look at things from a longer sort of window, they're 27-11 against Detroit since 2000, the Packers are.
But 0 for their last four.
Yeah, 0 for their last four. Packers have a 16-3 home record since 2000 since Detroit, but again, 0 for their last four. So to go back to the video, when you say something like, well, we want to take the Lions seriously, I still think when you tell anybody this is a team that the Packers have not beat in their last four meetings, I still think people scoff at that because you realize how bad things were for the Packers for the last 2 years. And as we go around, not to spoil our weekly prediction video, but if you guys find somebody that took the Lions in that video, please let me know, because that would mean a clip got in there that we did not put in there.
And
nobody is going to take the Lions today, I don't think. And we'll ask you guys how you feel about the Packers tonight. We'll ask you that over the phones at 414-799-1250. We'll ask you that on Twitter and Facebook at 105.7 FM The Fan. But I think for the most part, I think we're at the point where, prediction-wise, if the Lions end up beating the Packers tonight, some of us, you know, it won't be like a shock to the system. We might be a little surprised. It won't be a shock. But nobody, when they're talking to their buddies today or their kids or their family or their coworkers, nobody is going to say, you know what, I think the Lions will win.
Well, anytime a divisional team comes into Lambeau, 95% of the people say the Packers are going to win, no matter how good the other team might be. The Vikings might have a 15-1 year going for them, like they did in you know, late 90s there with who was their quarterback when they
Cunningham.
Were 15? Randall Cunningham was their quarterback when they were 15-1. Yeah, I think he was the quarterback there, 15-1, when they lost in the playoffs in the NFC Championship game to Atlanta.
Didn't he die?
No, he's alive.
Okay, he's alive.
But Randall, yeah, when Cunningham was a quarterback, I was trying to think of who that quarterback was that year. But they were 15-1 that year, and you know, they stomped on everybody. But even that year, when they beat Green Bay early in the season on a Monday night, the Packers, you know, people, I remember, hey, this Viking team isn't for real. The Packers will win, and the Packers got crushed. And there's been, not very few times when people can say, well, the other team is better than Green Bay. The other divisional team is better than Green Bay. So, I mean, even in the 80s when the Bears would come to Lambeau Field and those bad Packer teams, I remember people would say, well, hey, this is the year the Packers are going to get the Bears. This is the year. And the Bears would always come in and different story. But, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody again who picks the Lions today, even though the Packers are only a slight favorite.
No, I mean, I think we're all to the point where we think, oh, the Lions are fine. Like, we're all there. I don't think too many people are going to say the Lions suck. They're 2-1-1.
Yeah.
The tie was against the Cardinals, who have really started to look okay.
I think the Lions need to do a lot to earn some equity of people. I mean, even though they're off to a, you know, they've played well since that first week. They've played well. And, you know, they got the win at home against the Chargers. They played well and lost against Kansas City, hung in there with them. But I just think that the Lions need to do something, get a little track record going before anybody buys into some respects them at all.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen tonight. Again, we've got you covered all day long. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from whatever Smith brother you want to hear from. We'll hear from you guys at 414-799-1250. We will hear from everybody all day long as we break this thing down. Michael Lombardi to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We will talk to Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, about the very thing we're talking about right now, respect-wise, at 9:15. When we come back, there's another team that we got to talk about. They won yesterday, okay? And the insecurity of this team is at an all-time high. We'll tell you how twisted this fan base continues to be when we come back. Chuck and Winkler on a 12-hour pregame show continues next.
High formation, play action, Kirk straight drop, pats it, fires, caught, Diggs, back in the end zone, touchdown! Stephon Diggs just hit the touchdown trifecta. Three touchdowns for Stephon Diggs. That was an 11-yard connection.
Number one, I thought the protection was pretty darn good today. He was sacked once, but when he did get a little bit of pressure, he moved in the pocket. He made some great throws, whether it was on the move or out of the pocket. You know, he completed 22 passes, so he's pretty darn good today.
Vikings coach Mike Zimmer, our friend Paul Allen on the call, Vikings Radio. Vikings get the win 38-20 over the Eagles. So the NFC North is as follows. The Packers at 4-1. The Vikings at 4-2 are in second place. The 2-1-1 Lions, as the ties in there, are in technically third place. The Bears at 3-2 were idle this week, but the winner of the Packers-Lions will be in first place after tonight, after 6 weeks in the NFC North in the National Football Conference. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We'll take a look back at week 6 in the NFL and everything that stood out to us. I think that this Vikings game, sure, Kirk Cousins had a very nice game. Kirk Cousins is capable of having very nice games in games that nobody's watching against secondaries that are bad. He had 333 yards. He threw one pick. He had four touchdowns. The Minnesota Vikings last night on Twitter, they put a picture of Kirk with his stats, 138.4 rating. This is the Vikings official Twitter account, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote, the weakest link in response to what Zach Brown said.
Sure.
Former teammate in Washington, now with the Eagles. They played. Kirk got the last laugh with three cry laugh face emojis. So the Vikings are responding, hey, you think Kirk Cousins is the weakest link? Here's his stats. I saw it, got mad. I said, a fittingly insecure tweet for the most insecure fan base. I always call the Vikings the most insecure fan base. And one of the exchanges I had after that is the perfect example why. I rip on the Vikings. What does Viking fan come at me with? Vikings fan comes at me with, this is great. I don't even think you could guess this. This is so great. I mean, good for them. We just beat the team that beat you at Lambeau. So Vikings fans, mm-hmm. And this is not just an isolated incident. This is a great sort of analogy of how they look at this rivalry, Vikings-Packers. Vikings fans have determined that they have the upper edge on Green Bay because they beat the Eagles and we lost to the Eagles.
Doesn't matter if the Packers beat the Vikings.
It doesn't if you're a Viking fan.
It doesn't to them.
Because
yeah.
This other thing happened
more you
know recently.
What? Don't even talk to a Viking fan.
They are insane.
Well, that's the thing. You can't win.
And I mean,
you
can't.
You can't win, but
no, you can't win.
No. You always have scoreboard, but talking to a Viking fan, you might as well talk to a glass of water. All right, because you're going to get more results out of the glass of water than you are a Viking fan. Because Viking fan, they can embarrass themselves all day long in the playoffs, lose Super Bowls. They can. change quarterbacks every other year. They can overpay quarterbacks, yet they'll always somehow think that they're in the same league as the Green Bay Packer organization. They're not. I don't get it. I don't get where they have this overwhelming sense of pride about their organization. I've never understood it. I told you I went to a graduation party there a few years ago, and these three, four Viking fans are coming at me, and I'm like, wait a second, man. You guys, when's the last time you guys done anything? And I hear the same things. I don't get it myself from Viking fan. And as Viking fan that lives in Minnesota, and as Viking fan that lives here, maybe a transport or somehow people who grew up Viking fans. I don't understand how they feel that way.
22-29, 333 yards, 4 touchdowns, Kirk Cousins. Does this make him good? No.
No, it was a U.S. Bank ass whipping.
He had a good game. They were at home. The Eagles secondary is very bad.
And that's what I told you Friday. I said they have a habit on Friday. Toward the end of the show, I said, Friday, I said, Bart, the Vikings have a habit of just kicking somebody's ass at home, and this is probably going to be one of those games. And they've done it. They did it against Oakland. They've done it a few teams this year. But, they put them in a big moment, and they'll fail.
Right. Kirk Cousins, this game, if this was in prime time, Kirk would have had 3 interceptions and 200 yards.
Well, especially if it was on the road. How about let's talk about...
Oh, on the road, he would have had 5 picks and 96
yards.
Let's
talk about last time, when the Vikings played Philadelphia in the playoff game. Wasn't that a different story a few years ago? One week after they had that amazing, Minneapolis miracle, as they called it. 1 week later, they got their ass kicked by Philadelphia in the playoffs. And their success ended real quickly.
It is just such an odd way to look at things that I almost do give them credit for... being able to expand their brain, Vikings fans, to try to figure out how they are superior than the Packers. The Vikings fans think that they have an edge. And I know just one guy said it, but this is totally how they always think. And I will lump them into everybody. The Vikings fans think they have an edge over you Packer fans because they beat the Eagles and we lost to the Eagles, even though the Packers beat the Vikings just this season. So then... I tell the guy that, I go, reminder, we beat you. And then what's always the Vikings fans' first response? Oh, at least we didn't pay $250 for a piece of paper to own stock. Vikings fans would kill for the opportunity to pay $250 for a piece of paper to fake own a football team. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And the multiple stadiums they've had played in, including a dome that nobody wanted to play in, the Metrodome. I mean, they got a nice stadium now. They got a beautiful stadium. For many years they didn't want to finance a new stadium, and they finally got it through, and they got a beautiful new stadium. All right, where they got Final Fours, and they got a lot of nice things there. Minneapolis is a nice town. It is the Twin Cities in general. Minnesota is a beautiful state, but
yeah, everything about Minnesota is fine except the Vikings.
Except for the Vikings, yeah. I don't have any problem with the Twins, but Vikings and Viking fans, man, they're the worst. They're the worst, man, and I love it because every year, they'll win a game like this, and they might, who knows, they may even go to the playoffs, but it'll always end poorly for them.
Red Wings got a nice casino, and Duluth is a nice town on the lake.
Well, I don't know about that.
And you've got...
I don't know about Duluth.
The drive on I-90 out to South Dakota with Albert Lee... Yeah, it's a little boring, but it's a great time to really collect your thoughts
lakes.
And things. They've got 10,000 lakes, which is still less than we have in Wisconsin. Winona's a great town. Rockford, a little town called Rockford. Really good town.
Rockford.
No, I'm sorry, Rushford.
Okay.
Rushford, Minnesota.
Yeah, Rockford, last time I checked, was Illinois.
Rockford, Illinois, Rushford, Minnesota. Great school system there. Really just a nice state, except... the Vikings are trash. That's it.
Yeah. Beautiful suburbs.
Oh, and PJ Fleck is terrible.
Beautiful suburbs in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Beautiful suburbs of wrestling.
It was the home of Mighty Ducks.
Home of a lot of great professional wrestlers. The Ric Flairs of the world.
Oh, sure.
Vern Gagne's. Guys
Prince.
Like that. The headaches.
Prince is from there.
Sure.
What a great state. Except the Vikings are absolute trash.
Yeah. And the fans are right along with them, too.
I don't think you could call PJ Fleck trash after this weekend, though.
Yeah, wait till they start playing some people.
They beat Nebraska 34-7,
Nebraska,
though.
But Nebraska's not as good as we thought they were going to be.
That's true, but people were talking about them as a...
But no, Nebraska, I'm not going to say beating Nebraska at home is Minnesota. Wisconsin will win that game.
Well, they got Minnesota. A tough matchup against Rutgers coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I want to tell you about Rutgers. Rutgers stinks. No, Minnesota, the Golden Gophers. See, they're different. Golden Gopher fans still different from Viking fan. Viking fan and is just in a league by their own. I don't know. You would think they're the same person. You would think that they're the same person. But how could a Twin fan be so normal and a Viking fan just be off his rocker?
I'm worried about the Vikings after yesterday. 333 yards in the air for
Kirk
Cousins.
Don't worry about it.
Why were they covering Stephon Diggs on the outside one-on-one? I have no idea, but it was just verticals down the field. I don't know. I feel like Minnesota's going to figure it out, and yesterday was them figuring it out.
Nah, they've never figured it out. I'm not worried.
I'm worried about them the most in the North. Yeah. I mean, we'll see with the Lions tonight. I'm a little worried about the Lions.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Well, of course. Well, the Lions, yeah. Coming in. This is not going to be easy tonight.
Did you guys learn this weekend that the NFC North is the best division in football? Like, watching these other teams? That's what I think that I picked up. Because the Vikings scare me, especially after yesterday, because you still have the running game with Dalvin Cook outside of the 333 yards through the air. We'll see what the Vikings have, or I'm sorry, the Lions have tonight. The Bears were off, but I mean, still, they're going to get Trubisky back here eventually. And I think we learned that Trubisky might not be as, like, he's not great, but at least he does make plays when they count.
Well, he's better than Chase Daniel.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
some of the quarterbacks we saw yesterday.
Trubisky is still, they drafted him over Mahomes and Watson. So Trubisky is never going to live up to his billing. But for Chase Daniel to come in and backup quarterback a game, and then Bears fans think, maybe we don't need Trubisky. And then they lose to the Raiders in London. Yeah, they're better. I'm not saying Trubisky's great. I think there's good things there, but they're better. The Bears are clearly better off with Trubisky than Chase Daniel.
And a young quarterback, you got to give the guy some time. You do. Some guys mature a little bit quicker than others, but you got to give them some time. What I've learned in the NFC this weekend in the NFC, who's good? I mean, Dallas lost again. They lost a game against a team that couldn't get out of its own way. And, you know, they made a furious comeback in the air. But who really is good? Who's really good in the NFL? I mean, you look around, and I hear this, you know, the same argument that, you know, the Patriots are 6-0. They haven't beaten anybody, but still they're trashing all these teams. I think it's wide open, man, except for in the AFC, which I think the Patriots are going to roll through. There's a lot of room for teams to get better. I mean, some of these teams have just got to get better as the season goes, and some do. But right now, man, I don't say. You look at all the divisions. I'm not really impressed with anybody right now.
People are tweeting in things that we forgot to mention about Minnesota that are trash. John says, don't forget about that god-awful horn. Only a Viking fan could like that sorry piece of S sound.
Well, the Packers tried to bring it into Lambeau, too, though.
Lasted three quarters.
Yeah, well, we rightfully told them to knock it off, and they listen. Ryan says, Bart, you're forgetting everything about Minnesota is good except for the Vikings and Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. He's a tool. I will co-sign that.
Okay.
Super Viking fan that tries to hide it and trashes Rodgers every opportunity he gets.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings have had some good teams. I mean, they had some good teams back when Fran Tarkenton was their quarterback back in the 70s, and they went through a bunch of different quarterbacks, Tommy Kramer and you name it, and, you know, Dante Culpepper and Randall Cunningham for that 1 year in 99, and Warren Moon was even their quarterback for a little bit.
You're forgetting Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte was there.
T-Jax.
Who's that? Oh, T-Jax, yes.
Tavares Jackson, Joe Webb.
Tavares Jackson, all
Christian
that.
Christian Ponder.
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. Christian Ponder's wife, I saw her on TV this weekend wearing the sleeveless shirt. Looked pretty good.
Oh, great.
But he's terrible, or was terrible.
Yeah, he retired at 30 years old.
Yeah, he was awful.
Shout out to him, though.
Yeah, that was the same draft as, I think it was the Bulaga draft for the Packers. And when the Vikings drafted him, we just laughed.
Out of Florida State.
Yeah, yep. We just laughed.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll take a look around the NFL, really, and see, because there were some very surprising results, including one from a team that when you're talking around the league about who's good, you left this team out again. And I think a lot of people are going to leave them out because we still don't want to believe that they are for real. But after yesterday, I think we need to believe that they are for real. We'll get into that in just a moment. It's Chuck and Winkler. This is 12 hours of Packer pregame. We're talking about the NFL. We're talking about the NFC North. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers. All morning, all midday, all afternoon, all evening long, up until kickoff. We're doing it right here on 105.7 FM,
the Fan. We'll come back. We'll tell you which team that everybody's overlooking, and we'll look through the NFL on another crazy week in the league. It's Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
6:30 a.m. from the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, the Packers back in action after 8 days. They host the Lions tonight on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field. They'll have to do so without Davante Adams. He continues to battle turf toe. He'll miss his second consecutive game. Kickoff tonight, 7:15. Postgame coverage to follow here on the Fan with Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger, and Bill Michaels. Elsewhere around the NFC North on Sunday, Kirk Cousins threw three of his four touchdown passes to Stephon Diggs while racking up a season-high 333 yards in Minnesota's 38-20 win over the Eagles. The Vikings moved to 4-2 this season. The Eagles dropped to 3-3. Around the league, Sam Darnold returned from mono. He leads the Jets to a 24-22 victory over the Cowboys. Darnold threw for two touchdowns in his return. The Panthers topped the Bucs 37-26 in London. The Ravens got past the Bengals 23-17. The Seahawks came back to beat the Browns 32-28 behind three touchdown passes from Russell Wilson. Seattle now 5-1 this season in the NFC, and the 49ers remain unbeaten with a 20-7 win over the Rams. ALCS baseball action last night. The Astros evened the series with the Yankees with a 3-2 walk-off win in 11 innings. Preseason hoops, the Bucks now a perfect 4-0 on the season. They win 115-108 over the Wizards. Chris Middleton scored 22 points in the victory. Read more about that online at 1057fmthefan.com. The update brought to you by Amazon. Amazon, discover your next opportunity at Amazon. Start earning at least $15 an hour, up to $16.15 an hour as a warehouse team member in Kenosha. Apply online today at amazon.com/KenoshaJobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Listen live anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Favorite The Fan today. Two consecutive Sundays without Packers football. What have you learned about the NFC and the NFL in its entirety? Chuck and Winkler returns here on The Fan.
Fourth and goal, 1 yard line. They walk up to the line. It is tight everywhere. Here's a give to Malcolm Brown. 49ers push it back.
Nothing.
He did not get it. The 49ers goal line stand. They will take over on their own 1 yard line.
It's always good to be undefeated. You know, it's hard to win games in this league. So whenever you get the opportunity to go out there and win, I mean, we've been taking advantage of it. So it's just, we got to keep this thing going. You know, it's a good start, like I said, but we got a long way to go.
Jimmy Garoppolo. I was watching some football, some Red Zone yesterday. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. And my wife's in the living room as well. And Jimmy Garoppolo, they show him walking into the stadium. And she goes, she's just sitting there. I don't know if she's paying attention or not. She goes, who's that? Who's that guy? Who's that guy in the purple? And I'm like, whoa. I will tell you, settle down. It was Jimmy Garoppolo. And so she went to search for pictures of him, but what first came up was Jimmy Graham, another Jimmy G that she is very fond of look-wise. So that's where I measure up in the Winkler household. That's what I learned after week
six. So she looks
at
Jimmy Garoppolo and say, why do sportscasters look like Jimmy Garoppolo?
Or at least just the man I chose to live the rest of my life with.
I see.
Would be good. Doesn't need to be all of us, just the one she has to wake up next to when he's screaming bloody murder in the middle of the night, a problem that I have not yet addressed.
Seems to be a problem in your house, man.
Yeah.
I got to fix that.
Yeah, well.
Can you ever fix that?
I'm not sure. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Niners win yesterday. They're the team that I think we need to take more seriously. We'll go through around the NFL. Chuck, I want you to tell me which of these teams you think is going to win the division.
Okay.
As of right now. And we'll start in the NFC West, where the Niners beat the Rams yesterday. A really convincing win. They remain undefeated. The Seahawks, a close game against the Browns, but they pull out a tough win on the road. They're 5-1. Rams are 3-3. And then the Cardinals are showing signs of life at 2-3-1. Who do you like right now out of the NFC West?
Well, that was a tough win for Seattle, man. They were down big, and you know, Russell Wilson, once again. Now, Seattle's on a little bit of a run here. A little bit of a run. I know San Francisco's got a great defense, but I'm still thinking the Seahawks are going to win that division now. Not that I don't think San Francisco is going to be a playoff contender, but I think Seattle still is going to win that league.
Do you take San Francisco seriously?
Well, that was an impressive win yesterday. I didn't think they could do it. I didn't think. Now, is that a Rams problem, or is that a San Francisco being much better? I mean, I thought the Rams are disappointment. But I think San Francisco, and it seemed like, sure, they owned that place with their fans yesterday. Did you see the...
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like there was...
Goff couldn't hear the signals at the huddle.
The Niners took over that stadium. That was like a home game for the Niners.
Goff had a hard time hearing what was going on. And again, if Sean McVay's calling half of his plays... You know, Goff needs to hear his coach, and he couldn't do it at home.
And I'm like, why does Los Angeles even have a football team?
Well, they have two of them.
What's that? Yeah, why don't they even have one?
And then
two?
The night game.
Yeah.
It was 80% Steelers.
Yes, exactly. Why do they even have a game? Why do they even have a football team?
I think I'll go Seattle at this point, too. I do take the Niners seriously, but there's something about Russell Wilson that you can't really bet against.
No, I mean, the San Francisco's defense was just great. I mean, they were just great all day against that. Offense that was supposed to be an innovative offense by the Rams, but to do what they did, what San Francisco did to the Rams in that home game, pseudo road game, was incredible. So yeah, they're 5-0, but I'm still thinking Seattle is going to win that division.
NFC South: the Saints beat Jacksonville yesterday. The Panthers beat the Buccaneers. Jameis Winston had 5 interceptions, fly all the way to London to throw 5 picks. And Atlanta lost to Arizona, and they look like they are a mess. In the NFC South, I think you got to like the Saints, but maybe the Panthers, are they better off with Kyle Allen than Cam Newton?
I was starting to buy into Tampa a little bit after their win a few weeks ago.
Never do that.
Yeah, and then they've come back and they've lost a few.
As long as they have Jameis, never do that.
So Cam Newton, the question is, are Cam Newton and the Panthers, are they back? Are they back? They've won 4 in a row. They're on an incredible roll. You know, they pulled away. They got up top early in that game yesterday, that England game, and never looked back. I was just surprised they won that game as handily as they did. New Orleans is just flat out doing it with the defense. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater was apologizing to the defense yesterday because he only put up a handful of points. But that defense, I mean, the Saints for years had outscored teams, and they went through defensive coordinators like I went through ex-wives. Can I get a chuckle there? All right. So New Orleans can't get it done anymore. Offensively, it appears, but defensively, sure. And they're 5-1. I still like the Saints.
We have an applause sign in the studio. You have to hit the button so that I know when it's appropriate for me to laugh at one of your jokes. It should be working. It's right over there.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, okay. Just hit that button.
It was a Staples button.
No, hit that button. But with the Panthers, Kyle Allen has come in now and won 4 games in a row. When Cam Newton is healthy, Chuck, yep. I don't know what you do.
No, I don't know either. But Cam Newton... when he comes up, when he takes over that team again.
If he takes over that team, I think he's got to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kyle Allen's won 4 games for you.
But I was surprised, though, how dominant they were. Again, I was buying into Tampa a little bit. But I think Cam's coming back, and Cam will eventually take over this team. Cam's still a franchise quarterback. I think people want to write him off. He's eventually going to take the reins over once again when he gets healthy.
Well, I guess we'll find out. If the Panthers keep winning, that's going to be a tough decision. The Cowboys keep losing in the NFC East. They've dropped 3 in a row. Eagles are 3-3 after they lose to Minnesota. Giants 2-4. Washington gets a win over Miami. They're 1-5. Who do you like out of this division? I guess the Giants are still alive. I guess the Redskins are still alive if nobody at the top can win.
Yeah. I mean, I still think Philadelphia's going to win that division. I like them to start. And the Cowboys... man, what has happened to them? They got off to a nice start. Things were going well. And, man, they just – I mean, to lose to the Jets the way they are, the way they did yesterday, you wonder, you know, is there going to be a coaching change? Because they looked like an unmotivated team to start that game. I think Philadelphia, who got their ass kicked by the Vikings yesterday, still going to win that division.
I still want to believe in the Cowboys. There's so much talent there that I want to believe in the Cowboys. You went on the road. Jets were inspired by Sam Darnold, his return. I still want to believe in the NFC East, in the Cowboys. In the AFC East, the Patriots, they won on Thursday night. The Bills idle, they're 4-1. The Jets got that victory, 1-4. And then the Dolphins 0-5. We'll take the Patriots unless you think the Bills at 4-1 stake some claim here. They already did lose to New England.
Yeah, and that argument that New England hasn't played anybody, I haven't bought that yet. New England's still going out there and just hammering teams. Their defense is doing the job, too.
I mean, they haven't played. Well, they played the Bills. Bills only lost it to New England, if you want to count that. But they are, you're right, crushing these teams. Yeah. The Chiefs, though they lose.
Chiefs lose to the Texans, so they're 4-2. The Raiders at 3-2, and the Broncos and Chargers at 2-4. Cancel the Chargers. They look absolutely defeated. I know they tried to rally late last night, but they did lose still to Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football in what has to be the worst Sunday Night Football game of the season. Broncos 2-4. They get the win over Tennessee. Raiders idle, and then the Chiefs again. They lose to the Texans. We probably like the Chiefs here, unless you think the Raiders can get it done.
Boy, the Chiefs, 2 weeks in a row now that they haven't looked good. The Sunday night game and now this one. I still think Kansas City's the team to beat there. That division just is not very good.
The AFC North, you have the Ravens at 4-2. The Browns and Steelers both 2-4. The Bengals 0-6. Ravens do get the win over Cincinnati. Browns, I really thought they were going to get it done yesterday, and they went out to a big lead, and then they just could not hang on. Baker has his problems, but his receivers are also dropping a lot of balls. I'm not ready to write off the Browns, but I think the Ravens do look like the team to beat in that AFC North.
Yeah, but they're not going to challenge Baltimore for the AFC Championship at all. I know Baltimore, you know, you look at the amount of points they put up this year, but Baltimore's not going to they're not going to win the AFC.
AFC South, the Titans and the Jaguars both 2-4, the Colts 3-2. And the Texans at 4-2, they get that win over the Chiefs. That's a big one for them. Jacoby Brissett and the Colts, they are worthy contenders. And I know Bill O'Brien sucks, but he's got a quarterback that's good enough to mask some of those problems in Houston.
I was surprised Houston came back and won that game. Because Kansas City, they look like they're playing with a purpose in the first half. They got off to the 17-7 lead, 17-3, 17-7 lead. And they look like, finally, they were getting their offense going a little bit. And then they went flat in the second half. Actually, toward the end of the second quarter, and then into the second half, it was Houston. That's a big win for – you know, I'm thinking Green Bay going into Kansas City might not – not that I say it's going to be easy, but it's not going to be as difficult as I thought it was going to be.
No, it looks much more winnable than it did a couple of weeks ago as the Chiefs have lost a couple games in a row. So a crazy NFL Week 6. It continues – with Packers-Lions tonight. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up momentarily as we go inside that Packers locker room, as we will most of the day today. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, the baseball playoffs, of course, in high gear, but that game between Green Bay and Detroit is today, and they'll have that one on for sure at the Q Club of Wisconsin. They got plenty of TVs there, so if you want to catch the baseball game, you got that on, but the main thing they got on tonight, the volume on Green Bay and Detroit. Get there, enjoy some food, and enjoy the indoor gaming room as well. The huge entertainment room, the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, the electronic darts, the ping pong, all that. If you haven't experienced the indoor bocce ball, they got the courts there with the fall leagues that have started up. If you're ever interested in getting an indoor bocce ball league court, well, they got that going at the Q Club. The food options, second to none. Of course, you know, the Friday fish fries, the Wednesday fish fries, the Friday fish fries, the four different styles, pile high with all the extras, but they have an extensive menu. Get there tonight. The burgers are delicious. The sandwiches, the appetizers, it's all good. Start early, man. The happy hours start at 3 o'clock. They go from 3 until 7. The late night happy hours on Friday night start at 10 o'clock. They get live entertainment on weekends. Go to the Facebook page. It'll tell you everything they got coming up with the live entertainment on weekends at the Q Club of Wisconsin. But get there tonight. Watch the game. Enjoy some food. And enjoy the company. The management, Mike there, does a terrific job running that place. He's the owner there, him and his wife. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard, just a half mile south of I-94 at Waukesha. That's the old Highway T. Take 94 off the Highway T, go half mile south in. You'll run into it. The Q Club of Wisconsin on the right-hand side. Get there for the game tonight. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side.
You might not be taking the Lions seriously tonight. Aaron Rodgers will tell you why you should. It's Chuck and Winkler here on the...
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Lions. Tonight on Monday Night Football, kickoff here at Lambeau Field at 7:15. The Lions will be without defensive lineman Mike Daniels, the former Packers out with a foot injury. Lions head coach Matt Patricia says tight end TJ Hockenson will play tonight. The big rookie tight end out of Iowa has been dealing with a concussion.
For a guy like TJ, really just trying to be observant with him. He loves football. He's all in on football. You know what I mean? He's just one of those kids that you appreciate that. Sometimes they're young guys, sometimes they're older guys. You got to almost protect them from themselves.
For the Packers, Devontae Adams is out with turf toe. Safety Darnell Savage has been ruled out. He's been in the training room with a sprained ankle.
I'm just listening to what those guys telling me, just trying to do my rehab best I can and just working on it day by day, icing it, taking care of it, stuff like that.
So that means that number 25, Will Redmond, will likely take over tonight at safety.
Biggest thing is playing fast. You know what's coming. Proper preparation. Preparing like you're the number one guy, you never know what's going to happen. So when it's your time, you know, you be ready.
One Lions player who always seems to have success against the Packers is wide receiver Marvin Jones.
I love playing at Lambeau Field. So they play the man-to-man, and, you know, they want their, you know, their guys to, you know, cover guys. So, and, you know, they try to turn the ball over. They, you know, that's what their whole defense does. They play tough football, so it'll be a good matchup.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's very important, especially when you look at the schedule, the way it lays out. We finished the season with three division games, two on the road, and obviously these are important ones when it comes down to tiebreakers and putting yourself in a position to have a chance to make the playoffs. This would be obviously a big leg up early in the season for us to go to 3-0 in the division.
Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers hosting the Detroit Lions tonight. Monday Night Football, another home game for the Green Bay Packers, and they'll have the opportunity to go up 3-0 on the NFC North. And as Rodgers mentioned, they don't play those guys, any of them, again until the final 3 weeks of the season. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath here, and of course, the star of Chuck and Winkler, you, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, as we begin to ask you guys, how you feeling about the Packers tonight? We will have the injury report coming up for you, including a name on there that as soon as he went over to Detroit, I could have told you there is no way he's going to play in this game, and that is going to be for certain. We'll update you on all that just after 7 o'clock, and you guys can tweet in at 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well as call 414-799-1250. Your predictions and how you feeling about the Packers tonight. I would be surprised if there's anybody of all the people we talk to, our Twitter friends, our phone friends, people at the station, I just don't think that the Lions, that we know enough about them for them to pose a threat where people think the Packers are going to lose to them. Even after we just went over the NFL Week 6, the Texans came in and beat the Chiefs at home. The Cowboys lost to the Jets. There's good teams that lost yesterday. I don't think that Packer fans can envision the Lions coming in and beating them tonight, even though, again, the Lions have beat the Packers four straight times.
And if you went up to Packer fans and say, hey, what do you think? We talked about Matthew Stafford last week, or Matt Stafford, Stafford last week.
He settled on his real name. It's John Matthew Stafford.
John Matthew Stafford.
So he will be John Stafford on the show.
Okay. Mr. Stafford.
Sure.
We settled on him last week, and that if you went up to Packer fans and say, what do you think of Stafford? Most they'll put him in the same category as Kirk Cousins. Well, he sucks. But the truth is, Stafford, not a bad fourth quarter quarterback. He's led his team to a couple of come from behind wins over his years there. He's got a strong arm, but has he really had a lot of help? A lot of coaching changes and all that. But I feel he's good enough. He's good enough to lead the Lions to a win tonight. And if they do win, the Lions do win. I think some people will turn their heads and say, man, maybe the Lions are a good team. Maybe they are for real. Maybe this is not a bad team. But the question is, what are the Lions going to take away from Green Bay? Packers don't have Devontae Adams. Aaron Jones, we saw what he did. He's had two really good games, three otherwise substandard games, but two really good games this year. How is he going to be? Are the Packers going to be able to do some things with Aaron Jones as they did last week against Dallas? Or are the Lions going to take that away? Well, if they take away Aaron Jones, who's going to step up for the Packers at the receiver core without Devontae Adams? I mean, that's a big question. MVS has got to play well. They got to get some production from tight end. Tanyan might not play tonight. Sounds like he's hurt. But I don't know, Bart. I mean, I think there's some question marks for the Packers. Even though I have them winning tonight, there's some big question marks, I think, going into this game that the Packers have got to win the war on.
One question I think that fans might have is, well, how good is this defense for Detroit? Aaron Rodgers knows it's a little better than some of the defenses that they've been facing in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they're very well coached. Obviously, that lineage they have, they don't necessarily hang their hat on one specific defense the entire season. You know, they're going to adjust according to their own personnel and who they're playing and try and take away what you do well every single week. And much like we've seen going against the Patriots over the years, I think coach is a fantastic mind, and
you know, they obviously have some great players. They added some guys to the mix, pass rushers. I think, you know, they got some young guys in the secondary playing well. You know, it's a very good defense. They've, you know, played four games with a bye, you know, only lost to Kansas City, who's obviously, you know, started off the season really well. And you know, on the other side of the ball, obviously they got a great quarterback and Matt and some playmakers. And, you know, we haven't beat them in a couple of years, so it's going to be a good test for us.
What was the prediction that you ended up going with? You feel pretty good with the Packers tonight?
Yeah, I believe 27-16, I thought, okay. Green Bay. And not that I think the Packers are going to smoke them. I think this is going to be a slow blowout where the Packers will pull away late and win the game. You?
I went 15-11.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
I went 15-11.
Boy, that's going to be an ugly one.
I just think that we're in for a weird night tonight.
Yeah.
Shades of maybe the Fail Mary 14-12 contest in Seattle.
So the Lions are going to have three field goals and a safety?
I think they're going to make a touchdown, hit a two, and have a field goal.
Okay.
And the Packers are going to have two touchdowns and a field goal, and they'll miss both twos.
Okay.
Or an extra point.
Wow.
Yeah. 15.
Has there ever been a 15-11 score in the history of the NFL?
I believe that would be some scoregami.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's ever happened.
15-11, man.
But I'm calling it tonight. And if it's 15-11, Bill Michaels has agreed to give me the sole ownership of his Bill Michaels Huddle show, or I can call it the Bart Winkler Huddle.
Okay.
From now on. He's given me the full rights to do that. So 15-11 tonight. That's what I got. What do you guys got? And how you feeling about this one? Hey, you're going to go up to your guy at work today. You're going to go up to your brother. How you feeling about the Packers tonight? So that's what we're asking you. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, Facebook, Instagram, as well. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.